From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with Jennifer Lee about the Art on the Promenade Fine Art Fair. It runs tomorrow and Sunday from 10 to 5 p.m. Jennifer, how delightful it is to see you.
And you as well.
Now, this is the first iteration of this event.
Yes.
So it's a new thing for the community. Mm-hmm. What's the objective here? What are you trying to accomplish with this art fair?
Well, art is essential. And East Peoria has changed so much in the last 18 months. So this gives us an opportunity to showcase the Levee District and all the wonderful things that are going on down there, but also to expose East Peoria to some of the finest artists in Central Illinois as well as the Midwest. We have them coming in with some that have a strong following here in Peoria, others that are new who I'm certain will have a strong following, but it is going to be unbelievable. So we'll showcase the Levee District, but we'll also showcase art in that community because East Peoria has not had a fine art fair in quite a long time. And this is something that's going to really benefit the artist and the community.
You had mentioned wanting to showcase the Levee District. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about why you chose the specific location for this fine art fair?
Well, it's absolutely gorgeous. There's a meandering path between Super Target and Costco that is beautifully landscaped. It gives you an opportunity to just casually walk and look and just imagine having the artists there with all their art. So you stop, you linger, you just appreciate it and love it. I cannot think of a setting more appropriate in Central Illinois. This is really something to see.
Talk a little bit about the jury process. Mm-hmm. Were there judges involved with this?
Mm-hmm. In order to make certain that we were getting the kind of artist that Central Illinois would really appreciate, we sat a jury. Artists submitted their work as well as booth shots, 4 examples of their work and 1 example of their booths, to make certain that it would fit into what we wanted to do. And then we made the decisions on who was in and who was not going to be in. But in addition to that, we did extend invitations to some artists. And those are artists who had placed very, very high in other art fairs in Central Illinois.
As a first time out mm-hmm. for this event, is it hard to recruit those artists? Do you have to do a lot more outreach and a lot more legwork just to get on their radar screen?
Yeah, we do. Because it's an unknown commodity. Artists come to art fairs, of course, to meet the public, but the reason they come is to sell art. This is their life. This is their livelihood. And without having any history of how well they do in this area, we called in a lot of favors. We did a tremendous amount of recruiting and started last year actually going to art fairs in the Midwest, the larger ones, and talking up this event. And that's one of the ways that we were able to get some artists that have never shown in our area before. It's going to be fabulous.
Well, in fact, you brought up something that I was interested in, as I know Tom Gross, an East Peoria artist who's a part of your committee, but that these kind of programs that we'll see over the weekend take a year at least of planning. Mm-hmm. Talk about the mm-hmm. planning. Talk about your committee, mm-hmm. how you put this together.
I am very, very fortunate to have a committee that has oftentimes been referred to as a posse of committed art appreciators who have had much experience in art fairs. Just to name a few, Kathy Schaefer, Wendy Davidson, Melody Gray, Tom Gross. We started with saying, can we do this? Or do we have to wait until 2014 or 2015? And looking back, we probably should have said this is a 2014 activity. But I'm really glad that we didn't. So it's putting a committee together, a powerfully talented committee. And then the support that we got from East Peoria, the city of East Peoria, has been unbelievably fantastic. They are as interested in showcasing their area and in bringing art to their area as we are. So it's just a wonderful collaboration.
So you've got 40 artists exhibiting in this event?
A little over 40 artists that are going to be exhibiting, and we have food. Fabulous gourmet food, but we also have the brats and the hot dogs, but I mean artisan sandwiches. Miss Fridays is doing a fabulous job. We're going to have caramel corn. We'll have wines from Mackinac Valley Vineyards. We'll have beer. It's going to be something for family. It's family friendly. There will be something for everyone.
And how important is it to have that kind of range of activities? Because obviously when you're talking about an art fair, the emphasis naturally goes on the art. But how important is it to have the food and the music and all these other activities going on around it?
It's essential. Because And the secret is that those other activities help people stay longer, and they won't feel like I'm hungry or my little one's hungry, I have to go and get something to eat, or we're thirsty or we're tired, we didn't sit down, or what else is there. And we found that people, when you have these all these other offerings, people will linger. They will go back and forth and visit the artist numerous times, and that's the kind of support the artists need.
I've seen it happen time and time again. Mm-hmm. One glass of wine, a glass of beer, it loosens you up. You think, let's go back and buy that piece of art. So I got a feeling you're going to be lucky in that area. What I was interested in was that you're going to have a kids' art make and take. Talk about that activity.
Now, this is so fresh and so fabulous. Master Potters, and we're going to have three Master Potters who will bring bowls and platters that they've built. They will soft fire them or bisque fire them, and then the public will be able to paint them, glaze them, and right on site, we are going to raku fire them so that they can take them home that same day if they like, if they're going to stay long enough, or they can pick them up at a later date. But this is going to be so fantastic because everyone will be able to see how these things are produced and see how much work is involved in making these things. And we're just so fortunate to have these master potters who are going to do this. The fee for that is nominal for what you're going to be getting.
Something that also surprised me, and I wish I'd known about this myself, a silent auction. Is this a contribution by artists that people bid on and take?
This is a contribution by the participating artist. It has to be original art. They're giving that to us. We are going to use the proceeds from that to support East Peoria nonprofits. So not only will they be able to bid, or you said that you might be out of town, so you can actually bid from your smartphone from wherever you are. So on Saturday, if you'll go to Art on the Promenade Facebook page, you will be able to bid to see what the highest bid is. And if you are more like me and unable to do that, you can call or just come and write it down in the traditional way.
Yeah, how smart is that?
It is fantastic. But we have, you know, if we're going to be innovative and if we're going to be fresh, we have to do it. This is something. Plus, it gives people all over the country an opportunity to bid.
And the opportunity to use your mobile phone.
Yeah. But Nathan, you said something about music. And one of the things that we're going to have music continuously, but we have been very fortunate to get a new group called Ambient. And they are going to play at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And if anyone in the community hasn't heard them, fabulous. Jazz, family-friendly music. It's just wonderful.
I wish I could hear them on my iPhone.
I think we could arrange that if you bid correctly.
You had said that the event's going to include a mix of some Peoria area artists, mm-hmm. some people from around the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Are there any artists from this region that people may know of from other events?
Yes, there are some big names that people know, but I'd rather they come out and greet them because it's kind of difficult to choose between which artists to mention and which ones not to mention. But we are going to have some absolutely fabulous artists that are from right around here in Central Illinois who have placed all over the country in art fairs and whose art you would recognize right away. But they're coming from outside Central Illinois, Missouri, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota. We're going to have a plethora of excellence in art.
And as you move past this year's event and start thinking next year and the year beyond that, mm-hmm. what niche or what role do you think that this event will play when you set it alongside some of the other art fairs in this area throughout the year?
We are very fortunate that we have some of the finest art fairs. And I don't think it's a secret. The one downtown on the riverfront is probably one of the best ones in the state of Illinois. And we're not trying to duplicate that. We're not trying to outdo that. But this is going to have an East Peoria kind of flavor. The vendors will be East Peoria vendors, and we're going to be doing the kinds of things that people in that area, the other side of the river, really enjoy. But, of course, people on the Peoria side of the river will enjoy them as well and will find them very fresh.
We've been talking with Jennifer Lee, who's helping to organize the Art on the Promenade Fine Art Fair. It runs tomorrow and Sunday between Costco and Target in East Peoria. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Nathan, our local gospel choir, the Heritage Ensemble, presents its annual Juneteenth and American Celebration tomorrow night. They'll be performing at 7:30 p.m. in the Performing Arts Center at Illinois Central College with a focus on celebrating and preserving our American music legacy. For a spirited and soulful celebration, plan to attend.
And Peoria Players is celebrating its 95th anniversary with a special performance tomorrow night at 7:30. It's a musical review with numbers that look back over the theater's history and featuring a lot of performers who've graced that stage over the years. One of them is a fellow named Lee Wenger. You may have heard of him. The cast of Godspell, a recent production, will also reunite for a couple of songs. Bruce White is the narrator and MC.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Nikki Garibrandt. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.